The minhag among the Sfardim is to eat egg matzah during Pesach. So certainly egg matzah on Erev Pesach. That's what the Mechaber writes, to eat egg matzah. The Ramah writes mini targima fishalo shudder. So that's a debate in the Ramah. Is he saying mini targima and you can't have egg matzah? Or he's saying, of course you could have egg matzah also. He's just saying it wasn't available since they didn't make it. But on Erev Pesach, we were a machmer not to have egg matzah. So, but for those who are against egg matzah in general, it's because they're a chashash, maybe chashash chametz. Egg matzah, we don't know what egg matzah is. Do you need the grape juice or not? Egg matzah, maybe you're not allowed to have any matzah, according to the Rambam. So also, another issue, it's a Hilchos Brachos issue, in terms of what bracha would you make on egg matzah. So Pashtus, that many assume that egg matzah really has, in terms of hamotzi, that it doesn't really have the status of Pasabah B'Kistin. Pasabah B'Kistin is that's the whole discussion about pizza, the soft pretzels, perhaps the mizonas rolls, if there are any. That basically it's egg matzah, but you put in some apple juice. So many poskim say, well, it says a dinner pass. So therefore, if you assume as a dinner pass, so then it wouldn't be an issue. But those who assume that, it's not pass, it's pass above a kisnin. It doesn't have the status of pass, so therefore, they're reluctant to to use egg matzah, because if you can have a meal, you got to make hamotzi. So others point out, even if it is Pasabah B'Kisnin, but as you know, the luck is your koveya suda on egg matzah or on other foods, so then you could bench on it. So even if you assume egg matzah isn't straight up hamotzi, but if you're being koveya suda on it, and you have to eat whatever, depending whatever the amount of food is, you have to eat a certain amount of it. What about the shaila of other foods? Could other foods be mitzdarif? Do I have to eat a koveya suda and just pure egg matzah? I have to eat an or could I have the other foods mitzdarif? So that's the Magen Avraham, it's a debate. But the Magen Avraham writes, you can be mitzdarif other foods to be koveya, kriya suda. And they say there's a famous machokes between Rav Moshe Feinstein and Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. What's pshat in the Magen Avraham? How far does the Magen Avraham go? So Rav Moshe has a much more broader explanation. He says it could be be mitzaref to any food. In other words, you could have your cake, your cookies, your meat, your chicken, your potatoes, your kugel, whatever it is. Everything's mitzaref to the meal, and therefore, that's enough to be koveya eat, not koveya eat him, to be koveya suda. And Rosh Shlomo Zalman has a more limited definition of the Magen Avraham. No, it has to be something that is connected to the meal. So you can't be cookies and cake, but if you have like crackers and you're putting chopped liver on, you're having gefilte fish, herring, tuna, the foods that you love as a pas, so it has to be connected to the suda. Number one is, many assume, or there are those who assume, like the Maimon Mordechai, that egg matzah, it's not a snack food. You don't go, and the definition is a snack food. You only eat egg matzah in a meal. You don't snack on it. So if it's hamotzi, or if you assume that, no, it is pasabah b'kistin, it depends on how much you eat. So it's a machoket, so you have to eat enough egg matzah itself, because other foods be mitzdarim. The Magen Avraham, right, that you could, that's a machokas, the Magen Avraham writes, you could be mitzvah of other food. And a further machokas from Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman, what type of foods? According to Rav Moshe, all foods. And according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, only foods that are connected to the meal. So, but in the case of, Erev Pesach, so basically we're eating a lot of the foods you're eating anyway are, you are having a meal. So therefore, we're winging. So therefore, even if you assume it is a problem of egg matzah, but you probably have enough food, and anyway, you have kriyayin or moshe, and any type of food is mitzdarif to the meal, and therefore it's not really, it wouldn't be a hilchos brachas issue. Even if it's not a motzi, you could be kaveya suda, and I guess if you don't go like the Magen Avraham, just have enough egg matzah. So the different issues with egg matzah, chashash chametz, perhaps according to the Rambam, all matzahs are sir, no matter what. Then you get into what is the egg matzah, the grape, or any type of juice. And then, you know, could you be yotzi your mitzvah with egg matzah, and that are just lacking the lechemoni, like the matzah melusheles. And Hilchos Brachos, so the bottom line is, the Mechaba writes, you could have egg matzah, it's the shalosh shittos, the Rama writes that mini targima. However, Darach HaShulchan learns that Rama thinks, and Rav Shakta thinks it's mashma that way from Darach HaMoshe, that the whole chashash is on Pesach, but even B'nai Ashkenaz could have egg matzah this coming Shabbos. Not only could they have it for the night meal and morning meal, but they could even have it in the afternoon.